Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Standing here today, Jeremiah wrote and said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because but for the mercies of the Lord, we would have been consumed. The devil had the plan to wipe you out before the end of the year. But I'm excited to say that plan did not come to pass. And by the grace of God, you are crossing over into the year 2025. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Just bless his name. More than my mouth can testify. More than my mind can comprehend. See, I've seen the wonders of your grace. I'm so sure that this is not the end. Save me. Jesus. Just bless the name of the Lord. Spend a little time and thank Him. Oh, thank Him for all that He's done for you all year long. Thank Him for saving you. Thank Him for sustaining you. Thank Him for providing for you. Thank Him for coming through for you. You shouldn't be here today. But the arrangements that the enemy had for you, you should have been dead, lying in your grave. Some of you saw death beckoning, but God decided that it was not your time. And He's kept you alive so that you can declare the glory of the Lord. The enemy came to steal. He came to kill. His intention was to destroy. But God determined that that plan of the enemy against your life will not succeed. There were times you were confused, and you thought that things were not going to work out for you. But God showed up in the nick of time. God was there for you when men rose up against you. At your workplace, there were all kinds of conspiracies against you. But God raised His hand and declared that no weapon fashioned against my daughter will prosper. Somebody praise the name of Jesus. Give Him glory and honor. God delivered you from shame. God delivered you from the pit of hell. Glorify His name today and bless Him. Father, we thank You today. We are standing here this evening just on the brink of crossing over into a new year that You have graciously given to us. We look back at the year 2024, which is just about to end in about an hour, 25 minutes time. And we know that it is You and only by Your grace and Your mercy that we are here. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with our goodness, our faithfulness, our obedience. Because we admit, God, that many times we have done what You did not expect us to. But You were always merciful and gracious to us. And thank You, Father, that You did not leave us in the arms of the enemy. You were always there to rescue us and pull us out of the miry clay and set our feet on the rock to stay. All the glory be to Your name. All the honor be to Your name. All the adoration be to Your name. Thank You, Father, for all the blessings we can count in our lives. Thank You for Your mighty protection upon us, upon our loved ones, upon those dear to us. We thank You, Father, for everything that You have done for us. And tonight, our hearts are prepared to hear Your word. We know, Father, that You have a word for us to usher us into 2025. We pray in the name of Jesus, asking that Your Holy Spirit will help us to receive and to assimilate every word that You have for us. I pray in the name of Jesus, may every one of us not miss out on what You are setting out to do in our lives in the coming year. Grant unto us a listening ear and an understanding heart in Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
And give Jesus a mighty hand.
Oh, same.
Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. joining us for our worship service. We come from members to join us. I want to see and acknowledge all of them, led by Pastor Lai. Let's celebrate them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Restoration family. A son honest father and a servant. I'm your father. Where are them? You have shown what you ask. How have we ever shown contempt for your name? You have shown contempt by offering defiled sacrifices on my altar. Then you ask, how have we defiled the sacrifices? And the answer, you defiled them by saying the altar of the Lord deserves no respect. When you give blind animals as sacrifices, isn't that wrong? Somebody said, that's not right. And isn't it wrong to offer animals that are crippled and diseased? Somebody said, that ain't right. Try giving gifts like that to your governor. And see how pleased he is. Says the Lord of Heaven's armies. So can you imagine that you are in your house one day? Then you hear a knock. Then you said yes. You go and check. Then they greet you. And then they tell you that your next door neighbor has asked that they should bring a goat to you. When you heard the news, you were excited. Because the truth is, you can't afford a goat. So even before you saw it, you were singing songs of praise. Then you went to look at the goats. I said, the goat has only one eye. And then it is also coughing. And then you saw that the goat was skipping all over the place. You said, oh, but my next door neighbor. Why? What will you do? You like or you don't like? So return to who? So that's the picture that God is painting for us here. It continues. Go ahead. Beg God to be merciful to you. But when you bring that kind of offering, why should he show you any favor at all? Asks the Lord of Heaven's armies. How I wish one of you would shut the temple doors. So that these worthless sacrifices could not be offered. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And I will not accept your offerings. But my name is honored by people of other nations. From morning till night. All around the world, they offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name is great among the nations. But you dishonor my name with your actions. By bringing contemptible food. You are saying it is all right to defile the Lord's table. You say it is too hard to serve the Lord. And you turn up your noses at my command, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Think of it. Animals that are stolen and crippled and sick are being presented as offerings. Should I accept from you such offerings as these, as the Lord? Cursed is the cheat who promises to give a fine ram from his flock, but then sacrifices a defective one to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And my name is feared among the nations. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, God has certain expectations of his people. One of these expectations is that whatever his people offer to him must be of excellent quality. Supported by the right attitudes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever we offer to the Lord must be of excellent quality. And it must be backed by the right attitude. So these two scriptures that we read reveal this important truth. In the first scripture we read from Leviticus 20, God instructed Moses about the offerings that his covenant people should present to he God. They were not to bring just anything at all. What they present to the Lord must be perfect. Shouldn't have any defects. They are not supposed to bring blind animals, crippled animals, sick animals, animals which have skin problems. God gave strict instructions about what his people present to him. That they must not be biara biara. Whatever they are presenting to the Lord must not be biara biara. That's what it says. Yes, I've said the biara biara again. It must be excellent. Then in the second scripture, God brought a charge against the priests. And what he was saying was that they were offering horrible, defective sacrifices to him. So God does not only point out the defects with the sacrifices that are being offered. But he also points out the wrong attitudes with which the offerings are even being presented. Or rather, the wrong attitudes that the offerings revealed. Because by offering just anything at all to the Lord, they were showing him dishonor, disrespect, contempt, lack of reverence. Now, you may want to ask me, Pastor, but what does that have to do with me? Because we don't offer animal sacrifices anymore. Is there anybody who came to church with a cow today? You brought a cow to church. Or you brought a sheep. They are coming to present it to the Lord. Of course not. So, what do these scriptures have to do with us? I need you to understand that even though we do not offer sacrifices of animals anymore, each and every one of us has certain things that we offer to the Lord. Things that we present to him as part of our worship and devotion to the Lord. He's not asking you for a goat. He's not asking you for a sheep. But there are certain things that he's expecting us to offer to him. Like what? Our lives. He's expecting us to offer our lives to him. It's an offering. It's a sacrifice. Our hearts. He's expecting us to offer them to him. Our love. Our worship. Our praises. These are things that God is expecting us to offer to him. Our zeal. Excitement. He's expecting us to offer to him. Our allegiance, our commitment, our devotion. He's expecting them from us. Our money. Our assets. Our physical resources. Resources. He's expecting us to offer them to him. And he's interested in our money. Why is it that it is okay for you to pump a lot of money into other ventures? Such as what? Your shop, your business. Politics, old school reunion.
I think today yes, be PMPC kapo yendu memu. Amanyosemu.
Because you see, it's really amazing how much money and resources people pump into into all sorts of ventures. But then when you hear that somebody is supporting the work of God. Supporting the kingdom of God. It becomes a problem. But God is expecting us to offer our money and our resources to support his kingdom and to support the things of God. And in case you don't know, when God is blessing you, he has an expectation that out of the blessings that he's bringing your way, a sizable, generous chunk of it should be pushed into kingdom business. He's also expecting us to offer our relationships. So, if you're a husband, God is expecting you to offer your family to the Lord. Your wife. Your children. Because sometimes some people serve God, but they refrain their spouses from serving God.
And they
do not create the setting for even their children to serve God. One of the reasons why Abraham was special to God
because
God knew that he would direct his household to serve him. Your gifts, your abilities, he's expecting you to offer them to him. Your work, your service,
awesome,
he's expecting you to offer them to him. Your strength, your energy, your time. These are but examples of offerings that God is expecting of his children. And I say again that he's not looking for a goat from you. Once upon a time, he was expecting goats and sheep and cows. Now he's not expecting them anymore.
And
the things that I have listed are examples of the offerings that God is expecting of each and every one of us. Now, what God was asking for and expecting of his people then is what he's asking for and expecting of us today. And what is that expectation? It is that we will give our best to the Lord. That's all there is to it. All that I read about blind goats, crippled goats, and all of these things, all that God was directing us to was that whatever we are presenting to the Lord, it must be the best. Not just anything at all, but the best. The best. And so, ladies and gentlemen, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I present to you our theme for the year 2025. 2025, giving my best to you, Lord.
2025,
giving my best to you, Lord. 2025, giving my best to the Lord.
2025,
and tell the person sitting next to you, tell the person, ask for
2025.
I am expecting you to give your best to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Giving my best to you, Lord. That is what God is drawing us to in the year 2025. He's expecting that in every area, every aspect of our lives, we want to say to the Lord, I am committed to giving you my very best in 2025 and beyond. So what does it really mean to give our best to the Lord? Giving our best to the Lord means that whatever we are giving to the Lord, or whatever service we are rendering to Him, will be of the most excellent quality. I'll say it again. Giving our best to the Lord means that whatever we are giving to the Lord, or whatever service we are rendering to Him, will be of the most excellent quality. That is what it means to give our best to the Lord. And number two, giving our best to the Lord means that the efforts, the devotion, and the commitment that we will put into anything connected to the Lord will be of the highest degree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Giving our best to the Lord means that the effort, the devotion, the commitment that we put into anything connected to the Lord will be of the highest degree. That is what it means to give of our best to the Lord. But why must we do this? Why must we give our best to the Lord? Number one, because God gave His best for us. And He deserves to receive the best from us. We must give our best to the Lord because God gave His best for us. And He deserves to receive the best from us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. New King James Version. 1 John 4, 19. It says, we love Him because He first loved us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. New Living Translation. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. Take me to B flat, please. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ. Notice, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began. But now in these last days, he has been revealed for your sake. That's a lot of scriptures. But the first one we read is saying that we love God because he first loved us. And how did God love us? He loved us with a great love. And what did he do to demonstrate that love? He gave his only begotten son. And that son was the darling of heaven, the treasure of heaven. That's what God gave to us, his very best. There's a song we sing. Worthy is the Lamb, see, dead on the throne, we crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up. For you and I to be saved, to sit where we sit today, was not something sankwas, was not just anything at all. He didn't call one of the cherubims or the seraphims and send them to come and die for us. It wasn't going to work. I'm happy to see you. What he sent to save us was his very best. The treasure of heaven. The darling of heaven. Was the one he sent. Was the one he gave. So if you ask me, why must we give our best to the Lord? It is because he gave his very best for us. It is a wrong arrangement that somebody will give his best and what you are giving to the person does not match up to what he has given. It's a painful thing to love somebody deeply, but you don't get a deep love back in return. It is a painful thing that you go all out for somebody, but you can see that the person is withholding from giving of his best to you. Hey! Erubom! So why must we give our best to the Lord? Because he gave his best for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
We must give our best to the Lord, and I'm done in 5 minutes, because it's the most reasonable thing to do. It is the most reasonable thing to do. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. New King James Version. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Now notice what he says, which is your reasonable service. So he's talking about presenting our bodies or presenting our lives. Everything to do with our lives. And he talks about presenting it as a living sacrifice. Holy. It means consecrated and dedicated. Acceptable to God. What is being described here is the best. The best. It's a sacrifice. It is holy. It is special. It is dedicated. It is devoted. It is acceptable to God. Because it is the best. And he says, when you present this to him, it is your reasonable service. That means it's a reasonable thing to do. Which means that anything else that you present contrary to this is not reasonable. The next reason why we must give our best to the Lord is because it proves our reverence for him. And it is also a sincere expression of our devotion to him. We must give our very best to the Lord because it proves our reverence for him. And it is also a sincere expression of our devotion to him. Colossians 3:22-24. Amplified version. Servants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters. Now, in this chapter in Colossians, Paul speaks to different categories of people. He spoke to husbands. He spoke to wives. He spoke to parents. He spoke to children. And here he's speaking to servants. And that is generally anybody who serves. And all of us are servants of God, are we not?
Yeah.
And it's also referring to those who have been, you know, you've been employed to offer a certain service that makes you a servant. So it says, servants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters. Not only when their eyes are on you as pleasers of men, but in simplicity of purpose, with all your heart. Now, anything that you're doing with your heart, you're likely to do it well.
And
it's likely to be your best effort because you're doing it with all your heart. And he says, do this because of your reverence for the Lord. And a sincere expression of your devotion to him. So what the Bible is saying is that even when you are working for somebody in his shop, tell yourself that I am working for the Lord. And give your very best to that person you are working for. Which a lot of employees don't do. And some of you, the reason why God hasn't yet elevated you is because you are a horrible worker. You are causing financial loss to your boss. And you see that attitude with a lot of Ghanaians, especially those who work in public institutions. No, they say that the work is not for my father. The work is not for my mother. I cannot kill myself for somebody. But you don't understand that God's expectation of you is that whatever you are doing in that company, do it as if it is unto the Lord and give it your very best.
Said
that as you are working in that provision shop that you've been employed to work in, God's expectation is handle it as though you are doing it to the Lord and give it your very best.
Provision shop now with him with Chandi and Rade shop points and obey us away. I'm on Rade. No way, they'll be to me in our
boy. Because when you do that, it proves your reverence for God and it's also a sincere expression of our devotion to him.
We yen, sir, and not share a boss from couldn't he be a Rade.
And the last one, we must give our very best to the Lord because God will favor us.
Yes, he intimidated the young number Radius and say, yes, I Radia, you be queen.
And he will reward us.
No, but my kitchen, Papa.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the four.
It pays to give your very best to the Lord.
Yes, sir, what did the young number Radia?
Because it attracts a certain favor. And it draws a certain reward from the Lord. So in the scripture that we read in Malachi chapter 1, the verse
9,
it says, go ahead, beg God to be merciful to you. And he says, but when you bring that kind of offering, that useless offering, then look at what he says. Why should he show you any favor at all? So the scripture is saying that God is not showing you favor. Because what you are giving to him is not good. It's not the best. Which also means that when you change and start giving to the Lord that which is good and that which is the best, without any struggle, you will attract the favor of the Lord. And I submit to you tonight that if you check your life out and you realize that you don't have a lot of favor, ask yourself, the service that I render to the God, how he make like? Run that test on yourself. Because favor is excessive kindness. Favor is preferential treatment. Favor means to be chosen. Favor means to receive things that you don't qualify for. And that thing called favor, It comes from the Lord. And one of the ways you attract that favor is when you give your very best to the Lord. When you are not seeing that favor in your life, it may very well be because what you give to the Lord, the offerings you are giving to Him, are coughing. Or the offerings you are giving to the Lord are blind. Or the offerings you are giving to the Lord are crippled. And because of that, favor is not present in our lives. Not just favor, but rewards. So in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, "So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord." That means give your best to the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Especially when what you are doing is from your heart, is with a lot of diligence, is with a lot of commitment, is with a lot of devotion. I promise you that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And many times, the reason for the absence of a certain favor and blessings and good things out of our lives is because the way we are handling God and the things of God, you know,
fine.
Often what we give to the Lord is no good. Our offerings, our tithes. And I'm sure by now you've noticed that we don't make a lot of noise about these things in this church. Not because it is wrong to talk about them, but there's a deliberate reason why I have refrained to teach excessively on that. But a time will come, I will talk about it. But I'm saying to you,
so the American show, when I say,
look at how much we spend on ourselves. Look at how much money we pump into our clothing, into our wigs, into our phones, into our business, into the food we eat. You haven't yet built a house, a physical house, but there's one inside your stomach. And it is okay to spend on everything else, but not on the Lord. So when it comes to God, what we offer to Him. And let me just move from even money and all of that before you start getting some funny ideas. I gave you a whole list of things that God is expecting you to offer to Him. Your service to Him. What you are doing for God. In this church. What do you do in the first place? And what you do, of what quality is it? You say you sing for the Lord. You say you play an instrument for the Lord. You say you are part of the media team. That service that you are rendering, what quality is it like? You say you are a teacher in the children's ministry. You say you are an usher. You say you are part of the protocol ladies.
They also can protocol ladies home.
So the question I'm asking today, and it's a question I'm asking of all of us, of what quality is the service that we are rendering to the Lord? Why do we handle the things of God with such disdain and irreverence? Why is it that if you have to come to church, it is like your tooth is being extracted without anesthesia? The service is only 2 hours. You stroll in at
11:35.
And you have time for everything else but the things of God. So no time to pray. When we organize prayer meetings, times of prayer and fasting, you are nowhere to be found. No time to read the word of God. No time for fellowship. No time for Wednesday service. I'm asking that the one who has given you life and time, why is it that you dedicate the least of that to him? Somebody explain it to me. That the one who has given you life, the one who has saved you, the one who has blessed you with everything that you have. The Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. And it says, what do you have that you have not received? And if you have received it, why do you glory as if you have not received it? The one who has given you all those things, why is it that you give him the least of what he's giving to you? Look at how devoted you are to your business. Look at how devoted you are to your work. Look at how devoted you are to your husband. Look at how devoted you are to your wife and to your children. Is there anything wrong with it? No. But my question is this. Why is it that when it comes to God, the things of God, the house of God, service to God, why is it that when it comes to that one, what you have to offer is not acceptable? So he, God, has given us the very best, the darling of heaven. And we can't give him quality time with a good attitude, with humility and reverence. We cannot give good offerings to him. We cannot pay our tithes faithfully. And there's very little devotion. And this evening, as we cross over, the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us that in the coming year, our level of commitment and devotion to God must rise. And one of your special resolutions for this year must be that I will give my best to you, Lord. I will give my best. If I sing for the Lord, I'll give my best. Giving my best means I must rehearse. Giving my best means that when the choir director calls for a rehearsal, you'll be there and you'll be there on time. Giving your best means that if you are a musician, you invest quality time on your instrument to make sure that what you are churning out is of a certain quality and it's of a certain quantity. You say you are part of the ushering ministry. Why is it that every time it's two or three people who are always cleaning up? Yet you claim to be a part of the ushering ministry. Then the one that I don't understand at all are those of you who are here and you don't do things. So what do you do for the Lord? What?
Then
in 2025.
Yeah.
Something has got to change. The attitude has to change. The quality of our service has to change. The excellency of our worship has to change. It has to change. And I believe that God is going to help us. So that in 2025 and beyond, we will give nothing but our very best to the Lord. I want you to set this up in your heart and in your mind. That I'm going to show God how much I cherish what He has done. That I'm not going to need anybody to wind me up like a sewing machine for me to do certain things. I will willingly, from my heart, with a lot of excitement and devotion, I will give of my best to the Lord. How can you stand there when we are worshiping God and you are looking like Kwame Nkrumah's statue at the mausoleum? You can't lift your hands. You cannot dance. You cannot sing. Even when the words are being projected, it's like you are blind. Cannot see. I mean, no effort. And you, when we see you at the birthday party, I mean you, when we see you at the birthday party, and the moves where you they make, and the styles where you they check, you're expecting me to come and do some styles where I'm. Listen to me. Let's give our best to the Lord. Best of our everything. Let's give it to the Lord this
night.
Let's make the work of our pastors easier. Because He make us struggle. I'll tell you this. There are many times I wanted to exit from the church page. Honestly, there are times when I don't feel like posting any messages. So sometimes I type messages and I send them to Pastor James and I tell him post them for me. Because there are many things that you're trying to lead the people of God to do, and they are not interested in doing them. The programs you organize for them to improve their quality of service and their spirituality, they are not interested in
them.
And sometimes as pastors, we have to just encourage ourselves in the Lord. But I know that in 2025, the story is going to change. The story is going to change.
Amen.
I said the story is going to change.
Amen.
And we are going to give of our very best.
Yeah,
I want you to rise to your feet.
And
as we go through the year, we are going to talk some more about giving our best to the Lord. Remember the last point that I made to you. That giving your best to the Lord will attract a certain favor and rewards into your life. I have tried it. I have proven it for myself. And I tell you that God is really a rewarder of those who diligently serve Him. I want you to lift up your hands and pray and speak to the Lord right now. Why do you lift your hands up? It's as a sign of surrender to Him. And I want you to pray for yourself. Don't just mumble anything. Sincerely pray from your heart. First of all, we want to tell the Lord that, Father, we are sorry for giving you defective offerings. We've not served you with quality service. And what we have offered to you have not been good enough. Forgive us, Lord. Then I want you to pray and say, Holy Spirit, please help me in this coming year to show my gratitude to God by giving Him my very best. I want you to pray for yourself right now. In 19 minutes, we are crossing over into the new year. And we want to pray into that new year about giving our very best to the Lord. Lift up your voices and speak to the Lord right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I need people to help me. Speak to the Lord right now. Speak to the Lord. And pray, Father, help me to give my very best to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. If you are inside, if you are outside, you are all part of what God is doing. Lift up your voices and cry out to the Lord right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Tell Him, I'm sorry, Lord, for the way I've handled your work. I am sorry, Lord, for the way I have treated the things of God. I am sorry, Lord, for not serving you well. I am sorry, Lord, for the complaints, for the memory, for the wrong attitude, for the wrong behavior. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am a man of sin. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Jesus.
We want to pray as we enter into the new year.
Yes.
Psalm 84, verse 11. The New King James Version. And the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I want you for the next 14 or so minutes to pray fervently unto the Lord. And pray from your heart. And pray with seriousness. In Psalms 84 verse 11, it says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Means those who do their best. But the Lord God is described as a sun and a shield. When you think of the sun, you can think of different things that we get from the sun. So when you talk about the Lord being a sun, it is describing him as a provider. Because the sun produces life. It produces light. It produces heat. It produces healing. So when it says that the Lord God is a son, it means he's a provider. When it says he's a shield, it means he is a protector. And it says the Lord will give grace and glory. I want you to pray for yourself that in this coming year
2025,
may we practically experience the Lord as our provider and as our protector. And we are praying that he will give us grace. Somebody shout grace.
Grace.
Grace is receiving the good that you don't deserve. That's why it's described as unmerited favor. We are praying and saying, God, cause your grace to abound unto us. And it says the Lord will also give glory. Glory means beauty. Glory means splendor. Glory means excellence and magnificence. I declare to somebody tonight,
yes,
that in 2025,
yes,
your life, your business,
yes,
your health, your finances, your marriage will be full of glory. Shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
He said the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. I want you to pray for yourself that, Holy Spirit, help me to walk uprightly. Help me to give of my very best to the Lord. And as I do so, may I experience a lot of good things in my life. The story of your life will change in 2021. 2024 was full of horrible experiences. Full of disappointments, frustrations, unmet expectations, pain, loss, shame, sorrow. But I declare to somebody today that God is taking all those things out of your life and replacing them with good things in the year 2024. Lift up your voices right now and begin to pray that, oh God, be my son and be my shield. Give me grace and glory. Every good thing that I need, every good thing that will make my life better. Deposit it into my life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to walk uprightly, to serve God well. Let me experience the goodness of the Lord in the coming year. Somebody pray. Cry out to the Lord. Pray. Speak to the Lord. Parabroba shabata. Oh, Baba Maya Male. Ashataya Male. Oh, Baba Maya Male. Rako Sataya Male. Oh, Baya Male. Brosha Kasataya Male. In Jesus' mighty name, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. It says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past or the things that are behind and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. There is a race that we must run in 2025.
Yes.
It is a race into our blessings.
Amen.
It is a race into serving God well.
Amen.
It is a race into prosperity.
Amen.
It is a race into well-being.
Amen.
But for us to be able to run that race well, there are some things that we need to put behind us. I want us to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to put certain things away. Like your disappointments, your frustrations, painful experiences that you have had. It's time to put those things away. And then fix your eyes on Jesus. And run the race that he has set for you. And I speak prophetically into your life that God is going to bring you some powerful blessings as you run the race that is ahead of
you. Amen.
Cry out to the Lord and say, Holy Spirit, help me to put the things that I need to put behind me.
Yes,
and
Lord,
help me to run the race well.
Yes,
so that I can enjoy the blessings that you have for me. Lift up your voices and pray right now.
Gola bradiada, rando la breka sota kapaya me, yele kadula la bababa, radila kiada balabadea, le pasua takapande, yamanto sapadia padani, radema lokatia balagade, rebelo pasua pakataya, ayakua tebila kobala bababa, radima kosa takia baba, ayapande bele bele be, la prakada bababa ya, yapara bababa la baba, irra.
Pray and say, God, help me to run my race and to run well the race that you have set before me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Our last scripture, Psalms 121, reading from verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, New King James Version, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. I want us to stand on these verses and pray into the year 2025. Pray and say, God, my eyes are fixed on you. Help me in this year. In the name of Jesus. Give me stability. Let things be established in my life. Keep me, Lord. Protect me. Protect everything to do with me. Protect my family, my children, my marriage, my health, my business, my finances. Protect me, be my shade in the name of Jesus. Pray and say, God, preserve my soul. I and my loved ones, preserve us. In our going out and in our coming in, preserve us, protect us, keep us from evil. Lift up your voices and pray finally in the name of Jesus. In 2 minutes, we'll be stepping into 2025. Can you pray your way into the year in the name of Jesus? Oh yes, Lord, our eyes are lifted unto you. We look to you, for you are our help. Our help will not come from anybody else, but our help will come from you, Lord. Thank you, God, that in the coming year, you will not allow our foot to be moved. Thank you that because you do not sleep and you do not slumber, you are well able to keep us and to preserve us. Oh God, in 2025, be our keeper, be our shade, the shade upon our right hand, in the name of Jesus. May the sun not strike us by day, may the moon not strike us by night. Anything harmful, anything destructive that may be coming our way, protect us from it. We and all our loved ones and our children, preserve us from evil, preserve our souls, preserve our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus. Can you clap your hands as you pray?
Few minutes of the new year
2025.
Thing that the smartest thing that you can do is to surrender your life. Only God opened your eyes to see the agenda of the enemy concerning you. You would have died out of shock. But he kept you and preserved you. For a time such as this, to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. This morning, that opportunity is being presented to you. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to say, Pastor, I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I have played games with him, sir. But at the beginning of this new year, I know that he's speaking to me. And I want to respond to him. And say, here I am. I want to run to the mercy seat of God. So as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your right hand so that I can pray for you. You are inside, you are outside, and you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I need him like never before. I'll be so happy to pray with you. Lift that hand up very clearly. You are saying that I'm not playing games with God anymore. God bless you. I see your hands. I see your hands. I see your hands. I don't do this often. But I need to ask you to do one more thing for me. I need you to move from where you are and come to me right in front here so that I can pray for you wherever you are. If you lifted your hand, don't change your mind. Move from there and come to the front right now, because God is waiting for you. Sometimes you want to be extra sure about your salvation, and you can pray over and over again. It doesn't spoil anything. Please clap your hands for them as they make their way. As they make their way to the front. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. From wherever you find yourself. Maybe you are watching me. I can't see you. But God can see you. So you can lift your hands to the Lord right there in your room. And Jesus can reach out to you then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every head bowed. And every eye closed. God bless you. I see more people coming. But I feel that there are some more people in the congregation. Some are inside, some are outside, but you know that you know that you know that you've not been very serious with God. Even though you're born again, but you have not been very committed to God, and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. I want you to move from your chair and come and join these ones here. You want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Come right now. Come right now. Clap for them and encourage them as they're coming. Come. You know that you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. Come. Clap for them. Clap for them. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. You know that the quality of your Christian life is not intense enough. Come to the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Those of you standing in front here, you are taking a very important step for your life. I want you to take it seriously. Waiting for you right now is the Lord Jesus.
It's
wide open to receive you. Waiting for you. Waiting for you to come to him. Waiting for you to return to him. And I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. When I say the words, I want you to repeat them after me. And I want you to mean everything that you say. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, this morning I come to you just as I am. Oh God, thank you that you love me. To prove your love, you sent Jesus to die for me. Today, I receive this Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I give my heart to him. I make him Lord and Savior
of my life.
Oh God, please forgive me
for all my sins.
Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
Change my life.
Change my life.
Make it better.
Make it better.
From today.
From today.
From now on.
From now on.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
I dedicate my life.
I dedicate my life.
To serving you.
To serving you.
And to living for you.
And to living for you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
That you've heard my prayer.
That you heard my prayer.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I am restored.
I am restored.
I am healed.
I am healed.
My life is better.
My life is better.
From this day. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody shall say, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.